Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous.
But that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
You know it's your time to be honest.
You better get over it, Mom.
Don't worry about that. Good evening.
Good evening.
You know that I'm logging in, so it's been slow. We had tonight, we had Tuesday reading, 1 Kings 4.
We can barely hear you, Angela.
Okay, give me a second.
First King 4. So King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were the princes which he had, Azariah the son of Zadok the priest. I'm not sure if I pronounced this correct. Elihoriah and Ananiah, the sons of Shisha, scribe, Jehoshaphat, the son of Alilu, the recorder, and Benanai, the son of Jehadiah, was over the host, and Zadok and Abiathar was a priest, and Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers, and the son of Nathan, was principal officers and the king's friend. And Ayashar was over the household, and Adoniram, the son of Abda, was over the tribunes. And Solomon had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Each man, his month in a year, made provision. And these are their names: the son of Hur in Mount Ephraim, the son of Decor in Maskab in Shadbim, and Beth Shemesh and Elion Beth Hanan, the son of his son, and Arubat, to him pertains Sokar and all the land of Hypher, the son of Benadab, and all of the regions of Dor, which had Tabeth, the daughter of Solomon, to wife, Banan, the son of Alilud, to him pertains Sanach and Melzudan, and all Bethlehem, and all Bethim, which by Bethim is by Zatim beneath Jezreel, from Bethim to Abin Mahalah, even on to the place of that is beyond Jognim, the son of Jabir in Ramith Gilead, to him pertained the town of Jar, the son of Manasseh, which are in Galilee, to him also pertain the region of Argob, which is in Bashan. There were great cities with walls and bastion bars. Ahinadam, the son of Adad, had Mahalanim. Asmas, which in Naphtali is also took by Asmas, the daughter of Solomon, to wife. Banan, the son of Ishi, was in Asher and Aloth. Jehoshaphat, the son of Peruah, in Issachar. Sami, the son of Eli and Benjamin. Jabir, the son of Ure, which in country of Gilead, in the country of Shalom, king of the Amorites and the OG god of the Basin, and he was the only officer which was in the land. Judith and Israel was many, and in the sandwich by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. And Solomon reigned over all the kingdoms from the river unto the land of the Philistines and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon all the days of his land. And Solomon's provision for the one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 3 score measures of meal, 10 fat oxen and 20 oxen of the pastries, and 100 sheep beside harts, and roebucks and barred deer and fatted sow. For he had demean over all the rain of the side of the river from Pisgah even to Azoth, over all the kings of this side the river, and he had peace on all sides about him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers provided vigil for the king Solomon, for all that came unto King Solomon's table, every man in his mouth, they lacked nothing. Barley also and straw from the horses and dromedaries brought they unto the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much and largeness of the heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all of the children of the east country and all of the wisdom of Egypt. For his river was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Israelite. Israelite. And the He-Man of Charcor and Dardra, the son of Mahol, and his fame was in the nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spiked sects of trees from the cedar tree that is in the Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out the wall. He spiked also of the beasts and of fowl, of the creeping things and of the fishes. And there came all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading to the students from 13:4.
All righty, let's go ahead and get started. I apologize, I've had a little technical difficulty logging on this afternoon. But let me just do a quick roll call. We have Brother Brian. We have Mother May, Brother Hubert, Sister Ophelia, Sister Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Betty, and myself, Angela. How are everybody doing this evening?
Amen.
Amen.
Doing great.
Amen.
Doing good.
Amen. Good evening, good evening. Let's go ahead and get started with our program. Just want to welcome everyone this evening to the Salem Nilam weekly service call. I don't have my notes, and I'm like stumbling. as we walk with you, we are family gathered together to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen.
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 Okay. We have Brian opening us up in prayer this afternoon. So if you can go ahead and pray us.
All right, Lord, thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for having us all be able to listen on the prayer line. Lord, won't you bless this prayer line? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to listen to our first worship song. The title is called Running After You. It's by Ilani Baker and Harvester Worship.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program this evening. This is the time that you can come with your Bible verses or anything you would like to share that's on your heart. And let's go ahead and start with Brother Hilbert.
I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms 104, verses 1 through 9. Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heaven like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. He makes wind his messenger, flames of fire his servant. He set the earth on its foundation. It can never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountain, but at your rebuke, the water fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains. They went down into the valley, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot pass. Never again will they cover the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Okay, I'm coming out of my Sunday school lesson, the Golden Text Illuminated, and 1 Samuel 3:10, and 1 Samuel 3:10 said, "The Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant hears. Are you attuned to God's voice? Speak to you." At first, Samuel was not attuned to God, but he soon learned how to hear God's voice and obey him. Notice how this happened. First, Samuel had to realize that the Lord was capable of speaking to him. When Samuel first heard his name calling, he thought it was the priest, Eli. In fact, he heard the Lord call his name three times, different times. Each time he went to Eli, thinking it was Eli calling him. Eli finally received it and was the Lord speaking to Samuel and suggested that he respond. So Eli was his servant and learned that
Mom,
the truth.
Mom,
well,
you're breaking up.
Believing today, you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Believing today need to realize. Believe today need to realize anew that the biblical God is capable of speaking to them, and that He does so through His special revelation, the Word of God. Just as God spoke different to Samuel in our golden text, so God speaks different to us through the written word of God. When the believers pick up the Bible and start reading, God is speaking to him through the word that he reads. Second, Samuel had to learn to listen to the Lord. When he spoke to him, saying the word, "Speak for thy servant heareth." Basically, the word
Eli told Sammy to say. Eli knew that the Lord must be listened to when he speaks. Sammy needs to learn the art of listening to the Lord. He responded would be evident that he had his ears and heart open to what the Lord was saying. How should the believer respond to what the Lord speaks to him through the Bible? Amen.
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 1 Samuel 3:10.
All right,
next we'll
have
Dot.
Do you have anything
you'd
like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Isaiah 43, chapter 20 to 28. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragon and the owl, because I gave water in the wilderness and river in the desert to give thanks to my people and my chosen. These people have I found for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small pillar of thy burning offering. Neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifice. I have not caused thee to carry with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifice. But thou hast made me to serve with thy singing. Thou hast wearied me with thy incredulity. I am he that blocked out thy transgression for my own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Put me in memory. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father has sinned, and thy teaching has transgressed against me. Therefore I have proclaimed the prank of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the cusp, and Israel to report. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Isaiah 43:20-28. Next I have Auntie Carrie. You have any good news you would like to share?
Wherefore, holy brethren, partake of the heavenly calling. Consider the apostle a high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch that he has built the house more honorable than house. For every house is built by some man, but that buildeth all things is God. And Moses verified was faithful in his house as a servant for testimony and to those things which were spoken after. But Christ as the Son over his own house, whom house are we? If we hold fast and confidently and rejoicing and hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today ye will hear his voice. Harden not your heart as it is as in provocation, in the day of temptation and the wilderness, when your father tempted me, provoked me, and saw my word 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from living God. But exalt one another daily. It is called today, lest any you have hardened through deceitful of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold to the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he had grieved 40 years was. It is not with him that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear that he had, that they shall not enter into rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they could not enter because of their unbelief. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Can you repeat where you came out of? It cut off at the beginning for us.
Hebrews 3.
Hebrews 3. Okay, thank you. All righty. Next, I have Sister Loretta. Any good news you would like to share?
Yes. My reading is from Psalm 62. And it goes on to say, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depends on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that reading out of Psalm 62. Next, I have Sister Afia. Any good news you would like to share?
Yes, just wanted to say hello to everyone on the prayer line, and just happy that everybody's been blessed and having a blessed day. In general, I really didn't have anything to say, so I'm just sitting here just thinking, thinking like, I want to just stay past, stay good, trying not to overanalyze. But, I have been thinking, I do want to share a song. And, it's a song that is crazy how, as you're going through a spiritual change, how God has just put a song or little things at you and things that you, the song that you never even thought about in a way that was spiritual. But, he spoke to me in a time where I just needed it. He hasn't, even when I didn't even know, he was rocking with. He's been rocking with me, and I just thank him so much for continuing to love me, blessing my children, blessing his family, blessing everyone on this prayer line. And for that, I just want to say thank you, God, and I love you. So I'm going to play a song that just, like I said, just came to me, and just kind of a little upbeat, but definitely I see how once you make that transition, so many things, the way God will speak to you, just speak to you the way that he knows he can get to you. So, I love music. I'm a musician. So in so many ways. I appreciate that.
Go.
All right.
One shot to your heart without breaking your teeth. No one has power to hurt you like your key. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even want to admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years. Oh, and now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way. Heal your body. You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. Get it together. You can fly. Dark future ahead of me. That's what they say. I'd be starving if I ate all the lies they say. Cause I've been redeemed from your anguish and pain. A miracle child, I'm floating on a cloud. Cause the words that come from your mouth, you're the first to hear. Speak words of beauty and you will be there. No matter what anybody says, what matters most is what you think of yourself. You wanna heal your body. You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. The choice is yours. No matter what it is, choose life. Choose to forgive, you know. Have to try and hurt him or break his pride. Just shake that weight off and you'll be ready to fly. One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your friend. Thought it would never change, but as time moved on, that ugly duckling grew up to be a swan. And now your chest burns and your back aches, because now the years are showing up on your face. But you'll never be happy and you'll never be whole. Beauty in growing old. You wanna heal your body. You have to heal your heart. Whatsoever you sow, you will reap. Body. You have to heal your heart, yes. Whatsoever
soul you can be. Ooh, you can fly. You can live or you can die. You know that life is a choice you make. You can't give or you can't take. You can fly. You can.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Get our hearts right. I like that. That's where we start with the Lord, with love. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Sophia. Next I have, we did have a caller join. Is that Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Hello
Good
there.
Evening. Good evening.
Amen. We're going to continue on. We have Brother Brian. Do you have any good news you'd like to share?
Yes, I'm going to read from Upper Room. It's called Boundless Love. It says, read Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 4-5, New NIV. I sat with my daughter on the beach. Close by, a young girl and boy played in the sand. The children bickered a little, and the boy ran to the caretaker yelling, "She's using up all the sand." My daughter and I stifled giggles at the statement as we surveyed the expanse of sandy beach around us. But as I reflect on this child's statement, I realize that I had thoughts that just as absurd. During a dark time in my life, I once believed my poor choices and sin had exhausted God's love for me. I struggled to believe otherwise. In time, I learned God's love is limitless, more vast than even the sand on the beach. The psalmist was so overcome with God's boundless love that he repeated 26 times, "His love endures forever," in Psalm 136. God's love has no limit or expiration date. It will not fail or diminish. I am so grateful we can never use it up. And this is the prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your limitless love, which you demonstrated through Jesus who died for us. Help us live in a way that others may know your love as we pray. Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation. Luke 11:2-4, NIV. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. For that reading, Brian, out of Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. Excellent. Next, I have Auntie Betty. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 15 through 20. Christ is the visual image of the invisible God. He exists before anything was created in his supreme all over creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realm and on earth. He made everything that we see and all the things that we cannot see, such as storms, kingdoms, rulers, authority in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is the first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ and through him God reconciles everything unto himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Colossians 1, 15 through 20. Next I have Auntie Marie. You have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes, Romans 6 chapter. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died in sin. How can we live in it any longer? Don't you know that all of us whom was baptized into Christ Jesus was baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism unto death, in order that just as Christ was risen from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for that reading out of Romans 6, Auntie Marie. So that concludes our first round. And as we go to the next item in our agenda, it's regarding our sick and shut-in, but before we do, we'd like to take a moment of silence. We did have a loss in the family on Friday. Uncle Dave Lowe passed. Let's just have a moment of silence for Uncle Dave. Amen, amen, amen.
Go ahead and
bow and pray for our sick and shut-in and for our losses for 2022. Heavenly Father, we need your divine intervention in our lives. We need you to empower our bodies with your holy presence and for your arms to envelop our minds to soothe all the pain, Father God. We pray to you today with our heart heavy, with concerns for Mother May, Auntie Wallene and Norris, James Richardson, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian Tompkins, Afia Suma, Tremar, Nasir and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Hazel Kelly and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave Lowe and family, Daniel Lowe family and friends, Hezekiah Lowe family, Hazel Nellums and family, and Geraldine, which is friend of Hazel, and family. Give me a second, guys. Father God, many of us need healing. We need healing for our past hurts, for our random physical pains that allow us to waylay our days, and spiritual healing for various reasons. Father God, we reach out to you to receive this healing so that we may be whole and that we may be able to then minister to others in a way that brings you fullness of glory, Father God. How wonderful to be able to worship without stain or blemish and to be totally healed. Show others your healing power, Father God, so that they may also be healed and walk in wholeness. In your precious name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now it's time for our birthdays for this week. I will share whom I have on my list. And if I miss anyone, please jump in and let me know so we can add them to our list. On today, I'm showing that we have Taya and Carlos celebrating a birthday, June 5th.
On June the 8th, my very own grandson, Jameer, will be turning 3. This is Wednesday, June 8th. And on June 9th, I have Sideria. Is that correct, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. It's celebrating. How old will Sideria be? I'm scared to know.
24, won't you?
Whoa.
I don't know. I thought she'd be 24 or 25. She'd be 24 or 25.
Wow. That's why I mean, Tawana's daughter.
Yeah.
Wow. What a blessing. And then last but definitely not least, the late Reverend Allen. I thought it was so timely that Auntie Marie joined the call, but he had a birthday coming up on June the 10th. Is that correct, Auntie Marie?
So what? I didn't hear
Reverend
you.
Allen. Reverend Allen, he had a birthday. He has a birthday coming up on June the 10th.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
All right. So we just want to acknowledge that he would have been turning of age on that day.
My granddaughter tomorrow.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, with that?
My granddaughter's birthday is tomorrow, Ashley.
Ashley on June. Ashley, okay, on June 6th. Got it.
Okay.
All right. Who's my birthday singer for today? Let's see what I have.
Not me.
Oh, no, you speak first sometimes. You speak it into existence. I think you should. I don't know. I don't see your name on here, Auntie Marie. Been a long time. I think you are it, Auntie Marie. Will you do the honor of singing happy birthday?
Pass.
She go fast. All right.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yes.
Before I forget it, I was in your prayer. If the Lord will, I'll be leaving Thursday to go to Gainesville.
Traveling mercy.
Traveling mercy. Amen. All righty. Well, Mother May, it's been a while.
Really, baby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And
amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And many, many more.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, well, we're ready for our second round, and this round is where we have an opportunity to do a testimony, a poem or a song, or another praise report. Zora, you can say pass. So let me start off with Brother Hubert.
First of all, I'd like to express my condolences and say a few words towards my Uncle Dave. You know, he was like a father to me, raised me up and tried to always keep me on the right path. And then at the end, you see that prayer makes the difference. Prayer brings the unseen, the kingdom of God. Our lives where we and other people need it. So God kingdom seen, manifested and or experienced, we are here to be a part of and not a hindrance to the kingdom of God. But you set captives free, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. We need no longer live below what is rightfully ours in Christ, and neither should his children. In 1 Samuel 1, verse 23, David clearly states that it would be a sin not to pray for Israel. In James 5, we are told to pray for one another. Let us not go forth sinning in this way of ignorance, but praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
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 Right, prayer maker.
Okay. I'm still coming out of the golden text, and I'm coming from James 1 through 25. It says, James tells, holy goodness. Okay. James tells us that there are two ways for believers to respond to God's word when he reads it. He can merely hear the word of God and do nothing, anything, and do anything about it. Such a person is just a glance that he may hear what God is saying, but he is not listening to what God is telling him. On the other hand, a believer can read the word of God and continue therein, not being a hearer only, but also a doer. Such a person is a glance into God's word. He does not just hear God speaking. He also listens with an open heart to God, speaking to him as he reads the Bible. The result is that the word began to change his life. Finally, Samuel had to commit himself for being a servant of the Lord, open to his teaching and reading to do his will, and ready to do his will. Remember that Samuel was a young lad at this time, yet Elijah knew that Samuel had some comprehension of what a servant is and does. A servant listens to his master and quickly to do what he tells him. With the Lord as his master, Samuel realized that he had to listen with both ears and be quiet to carry out whatever the Lord has taught him to do. It is easy for Christians today to forget that they are servants of the living God. It always seems easy to do one's own will than to listen to God and follow his will as revealing in the Bible. Believers in Christ are to be tuned to their Heavenly Father, as was Christ, who came not to be servant, but to serve. And that coming out of Mark 10:45. And I just want to say, I understand that Pastor Dave, going to be funeralized on Thursday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for sharing, Mom. I had you out of James, and you also shared about Uncle Dave, so thank you. I will go next, and I have a prayer for strength when we're weary. There are times we're all weary, so I'm just going to say this from everyone's perspective when we experience that weariness. Lord, we're weary. Our energy is sagging, and our motivation is lagging, and we are so in need of you, Father God. We need your strength and your fresh touch to get us back on track again. Your word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. If that's true, then we need your joy to replace all the bone-tired parts of our mind, body, and soul. The pressures of life sometimes push us into a corner, rendering us helpless to move forward. 100 voices call our name, and we feel paralyzed at times to answer, not knowing where to turn. Lord, help us not to quit, to keep running the race faithfully, and to find strength in that safe, secret place of yours under the shadow of the Almighty. We need your strength to say no when we're tempted to surrender to harmful things, Father, or when selfishness clings to our clothes and won't let go. We need your strength to say yes when cowardice and fear nudge us to deny the convictions of my heart. We need your strength to reach out in love to those both close to us and all around us. When don't we need your strength? Okay. Somebody did background noise. Thank you, Loretta. I can't read when I hear that. I apologize. It just throws me off. I don't even know where I was now. We need your strength to reach out in love to those both close to me and all around. Close to us and all around us. When don't we need your strength, God? You are our rock, and we run to you today, believing that you will lift up our heavy arms, that you will fuel us for the task you've given us, and take your joy, and that your joy will completely consume the weaknesses of our lives and make us strong again. We don't want to stay grounded, crippled by limitations and failed attempts. We're tired of feeble efforts. Lord, we want to mount up with wings like an eagle and not just fly. We want to soar. Renew our strength, Father. Fill us with your supernatural power to overcome each obstacle in our path. With our eyes on you, Lord, with you walking beside us, working through us, we can make it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brady. Next I have Brother Brian.
Well, my song was put for this round. Since I shared this first round, I just wanted to thank everyone for just being here on the prayer line, and just want to thank God for continuing to bless our family, and just want to give them thanks for getting us through this past week, and blessings for this week coming up, and I love you guys. Amen.
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 And thank you for sharing and for the blessings. Next we have... Auntie Marie, do you have any other good news you would like to share?
Okay, a little bit.
All right.
John the eighth chapter. To the Jews who has believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing, Auntie Marie, out of John 8. All righty. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good new poem, song, testimony you would like to share this evening?
Fair.
All righty. Auntie Dodd?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Yeah, I was saying with two lines of this song.
Amen. Amen.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord. standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, not my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
My old favorite. Amen. Amen.
Come on.
All righty. Last but definitely not least, Sister Loretta. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that beautiful song. I'm just all choked up and can't get past the next one. Sister Loretta, do you have any good news you'd like to share?
Yes, I'm coming from the Red Prayer Book, and it's thank you for your promises. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all good things. Father God, we thank you for your presence, for your presence is the fullness of our joy and your presence. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plans that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. And Father God, we thank you for your provision that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life as our soul prosper. And Father God, we thank you for your protection, that your protection, love, cast out all fears, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that lead us through all the storms that come into our life. And Father God, thank you for our life and your presence in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that, Loretta. Very beautiful prayer out of the Red Book. Amen. All righty. Well, that concludes our call for today. Before we move into our closing, just wanted to assign parts for next week. We are reading out of 1 Kings number 5. Do I have a volunteer to either read it or play it on the video, whatever this thing is?
I do it. I take care.
Awesome. Okay. Any volunteers for the opening prayer? Going once. Love it here. All righty. Then last, how about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer? I won't be here.
I'll take care of it,
Angela. Got it. I'm going to put you down on that because I won't be here next week. All righty.
Okay.
Well, hopefully I'll get a chance to listen on the way back, but I won't be able to be here. All righty. I had, I guess I have to do the closing prayer today.
Yeah. I'm prepared.
That's okay. You got it next week, so I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll have a little something here. Okay, in closing.
If you bow your head, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the excellent service that we have had today. And Father, may we practice what we have been taught so that we can become like Christ and bear more fruit for the kingdom, Father God. Let everything we do be in line with your word. Be with us as we leave this place and grant us peace in our hearts, Father God. In Jesus' name, we believe and we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And our last worship song, the title is called Every Victory, and it's by Danny Gokey.
There is one stronger. I press on each side. We will not lose sight of the one who's greater. One name holds every victory. One voice. That time is here to the end. One King who reigns for all eternity. Jesus, Jesus. On the battlefield, your power is me. God is for me. We are taking up what I want to be done. Here's the mighty death of Jesus. One day, hope every victory. One word, that God is here.
Everyone, I'm going to go ahead and close us out on this song and just let it continue to play if you want to stay in. I just want to thank God for all that he do in our lives. And Father God, remind us of your power and your grace. Just fill us with your peace as we trust in you. Father God, we ask you to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. In Jesus' name, everyone, have a safe and blessed week. Amen.
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 Love you all. Good night.
Love you all, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
No, Loretta got me crazy. She know God got all this weird background noise. She keep putting it on, take her off, putting it on, take her off. It's just driving me crazy. I can't stand that background noise. It's just, we can mute them, but she mutes them. Then when it's time to talk, she unmutes them, and I don't understand why. And it throws me off. It's just like, ugh. And then they ask, is she even listening, all that background noise? Why is she on the call if she ain't listening? She can't hear because she got all the background noise. She's so loud.
Put your phone on mute.
Well, I didn't say, because it really threw me off where I was the last time I said it. You know, it really distracts me. It does. Oh, man, that was feeling like here.
Almost.